Welcome to the Stuffed Fabulist On Air, audio commentaries by Jeffrey Grossons from the website www.stuffedfabulous.com. These commentaries present an independent point of view in the form of original fables and parables on psychological, social, political, spiritual, and philosophical questions of today. The ultimate moral or lesson of each tale is left to the listener to decide. The growing list of those professing high moral values who end up standing before the microphones to answer questions about the prizes they've won in the latest Seven Deadly Sins sweepstakes could lead one to think that sanctimonious hypocrisy may soon have to be added as an eighth category in the competition, rivaling even the current favorites, pride, greed, and lust. The explosion in the number of prize winners could also suggest, however, that the very rules of the contest itself have played their own part in recent developments. Some of the background for such concerns may be glimpsed in the cautionary tale of a certain Sanctimander. The Sanctimander. Once a Sanctimander cut off its own tail. Sanctimanders are well known for their ability to grow a new tail if the one they were born with drops off after being trod upon or otherwise damaged. But having a tail in the first place was something this Sanctimander could not abide. It had become convinced that a tail was part of its natural equipment it should renounce after watching a sermon by a famous telesanctimander to its mega-congregation and viewers at home on the evils of tails in general and of all those that had them. The tail was a loathsome appendage, the telesanctimander had proclaimed, fit only for the lower orders of creation. The presence of a tail on any creature destined for more than the brutish life was a serious flaw. It was, in truth, the mark of the fallen, the telesanctimander warned ominously. For the tail was a seat of all the baser passions, and must be shunned at all costs as the devil's playground. It was not enough to command, "Get thee behind me, Satan!" Since that was where the tail already was, undulating sensuously from side to side, and making it difficult for many a sanctimander to walk a straight and narrow path. "Ye must cast aside this vile thing utterly, utterly," the telesanctimander thundered, "as I have done before. Who are ye?" And with that, it swung theatrically around, drawing cries of "Hallelujah!" from all in church and at home to see it had indeed cast aside its offending tail. "Free of this wicked weight, I feel myself rising above the earthly defilements of this world and ascending on high, one of the elect. Ascend with me, my brethren, and look ye not back, lest Lucifer lay hold of thee and work his will once more upon thy hinder parts." So inspiring was this sermon that when it concluded, the Sanctimander hurried to the kitchen to find the sharpest knife it could and slice off its own tail forthwith. To hesitate might be to suffer pain everlasting, rather than putting up with a little now for the promise of sitting comfortably among the elect. Cutting off its tail wasn't as simple an act as the Sanctimander had believed it would be, however. For a long time it looked to and fro between the gleaming knife and its dark, unruly flesh in agonized hesitation over where to strike. Higher up? Lower down? When it finally feared a moment more might seal its eternal fate, it slashed blindly, freeing itself of its loathed part at one stroke. There it lay, the writhing bane of its existence, now no longer a threat to come between it and the rewards promised by the Reverend Telesanctimander. Yet what a powerful twist of blood and muscle it looked! What force, even in its final throes! The Sanctimander marveled at the fierce struggle its tail put up, the tenacity of the life still within it. But as the tail slowly grew quiet, the Sanctimander felt with alarm a stirring within, and soon the firm thrust of flesh and bone as a new tail burgeoned from the wound. What was it to do now? This new tail felt stronger and more threatening to the Sanctimander's promised deliverance than the previous one by far. How could it follow the Telesanctimander's lead and shed its foul burden once and for all, convinced its only hope of separating itself from the brutes of creation was to start over with more righteous resolve? The Sanctimander clenched the knife and prepared to measure where to cut from the other end this time.
More fables and parables like the one you've just heard are available for reading, downloading, and forwarding at www.stuffedfabulous.com. Bound collections of tales in the series Likely Stories, Contemporary Fables and Parables, and audio CD collections of selected tales can also be ordered through bookstores or directly through the orders page of the website.